some interference here to straighten it out. Items 4 and 5 have errata sheets, so they're automatically pulled from the uncontested, and we'll take those up in a separate motion. So we have items 3, 6, and 7. So is there any board member that wants to pull those from the consent calendar? Does staff want to pull those from the consent calendar? Does anyone from the public want to pull those from the consent calendar? Okay, I hear nothing. So if we could have a motion to approve on the consent calendar 3, 6, and 7, it would be appreciated.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Aye.
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 Thank you. With that, we will call up item 4. And does anyone contest item 4 on either the board, staff, or the audience? Hearing none, can we have a motion to approve item 4 as changed on the errata sheet?
So moved.
Mr. Chair, I will give you a motion before Mr. Bill Massey jumps in on item number 4 to approve.
He tried to sneak in there.
He did.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. I assume there's no further discussion? I'm sorry, what, Patty? Yeah. And then we're going to check on this, but we think this is the new rule and an exercise of great precaution. We're going to operate under the new rule, and we may go back to the old way after the lawyers are done with it. So,
aye.
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 Okay, thank you. We're now on to item 5. Is there a motion from the board to approve with the errata sheet? Okay.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I will second.
Okay. Is there any board discussion?
Question.
Yeah.
So with the addition, and Matt, this is probably a question for you, with the addition of Republic Services as a permittee, does it change any of the established expectations of this facility? Everything stays the same based on what we heard this morning in timelines and all.
Correct.
That.
There's no change to the permit itself, and it just simply adds Republic Services as named discharger and permittee. The Sonoma County remains as a named permittee as well.
Do you see any challenges with this change for you or your staff?
No, we don't.
Okay, thank you.
And then just as a point of clarification, I was concerned we didn't have a date on that. I've been assured that overall Sonoma County can't qualify for making adequate progress if there isn't, and so that it's expected to be going out to vote shortly to get back to us with a firm date.
Well, that's right. I mean, the regional board is not a one of the parties. We're not in a position to drive the schedule on the new compost facility and the implementation of any construction on that. So that's what David Leland was saying. There's some uncertainty about the date on that with regard to the new facility.
Well, I think it's adequately covered. I do take issue with that. I think as a condition, adding the name, we could have added a date, but I don't think we need to, and I want us to be able to go forward with the vote. So, and then there's a public card here too, but any other board comment?
Can I make one other clarification? And it is described in the order that the distinction that Republic Services is not responsible associated with any of the activities on Sonoma compost, which was the discussion in public forum. And so that's a really important distinction.
Okay. I'd like to call Roger Larson.
Mr. Chair? Chair Cormick?
Yes.
Real quick, I just to follow up on what your executive officer was mentioning, that we ought to limit the public comment on this item to the change that's before the board, which is just the addition of Republic Services with a carve-out for the provision in that permit that deals with the compost.
Okay. Did you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Please proceed.
Okay. I only have...
You got to identify your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Roger Larson. I live in Happy Acres. I'm probably the nearest person here to the landfill. I only have one objection to this change. It's been my experience over the past years that I could rely on Republic to do the logical thing. No BS, no politics, just business. I've had agreements and disagreements with them over the years, and I find they've taken responsibility for their actions and solved problems. I have not found this to be so true for Sonoma County Waste Management Agency or the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors. So my objection is, why would you remove the responsibility from the one grown-up in the room? If there's a problem with composting a central landfill, and Republic is also held accountable for central landfill's actions of knowingly polluting Stemple Creek, those problems would be solved. I would rather have Republic motivated to help with a solution than to leave it to the politicians. So did that fit in that parameter?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Any staff response? Okay, I'll take it back to the board.
Move acceptance of, I believe it's five.
I believe we already had a motion and a second, didn't we?
Yes, I believe
yes.
We did.
Aye.
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 Okay. Well, the next item is triennial review. We obviously won't get done with that. What I had proposed, and I'm throwing this out to the board, that we open the hearing and work until lunch arrives. Or is okay. I just assume then we take an hour breaks.
Please, thank you.
I'll actually make it an hour and 5 minute break, so it's nice round number 1 o'clock.